What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, June 9th, and end of the week. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Powhana Friday for all of us local people. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. A couple of quick program notes. Of course, this being Friday, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number three. And on Tuesday, June 20th, Dr. Renee Dufault is going to be our on-air guest. Now, she's used to work for the FDA, uncovered the fact that high fructose corn syrup has measurable levels of mercury in it. The FDA told her just to stop, don't look, don't use our research if you publish, and she has since left the FDA and gone out into the world to basically say, there is a problem with heavy metal contaminants in our food. We know that there's lead in our drinking water, mercury in our high fructose corn syrup, and it's almost bizarre. We're being told, stay away from natural organic foods, and you will eat this processed, chemical-laden GMO stuff because we can make more money doing that than letting you go on out and forage for yourself. It was kind of interesting. I was watching the latest version of Robin Hood, the one directed by Ridley Scott, where Robin Hood is talking to Maid Marian and saying, if you can't go out and provide for yourself, you know, what are you? And that's exactly where we are. We're not allowed to provide for ourselves anymore under this government. We are forced to be dependent on corporate sources of food and water and everything else. And it's very, very poor quality, and the costs keep going on up. In fact, we were over at our local big box store doing our groceries earlier today and got yet another sticker shock. Prices are just going right through the roof here. All right, getting on to the news here. Obviously, the big news coming out of Great Britain was the upset in the British general election. And to understand why it's an upset, because Theresa May called this snap election in the hope that she was going to increase the Tory seats in Parliament in order to have a solid lock on guiding forward toward what they were calling the hard Brexit. And even though the Tories still won the election, they actually lost a lot of seats, and they no longer have a majority. And so even though Jeremy Corbyn didn't actually win, the gains he made have rattled everybody. It's a turning point in British politics, and now a lot of stuff are up in the air. They have a hung parliament. There is no majority among all the different parties that they have there. And a lot of the Labour critics of Jeremy Corbyn are now basically backing off his earlier criticisms and saying he did a really good job. He actually pulled it off. He didn't get a majority, but he took away the majority from the Tories. And, of course, the result of the election, the pound took a nosedive against the U.S. dollar. In fact, it dropped to a mere $1.27. And, of course, now there's a lot of confusion. Who's going to be Britain's next prime minister? It might not be Theresa May. In fact, she's already facing calls for her to step down over the absolute disaster of calling the snap election and then having it whittle away the Tories' majority. So UKIP's Nigel Farage is saying he's going to be back full-time. Theresa May needs to quit. And he goes on out to say that the reason this election lost the Tory majority was Theresa May came across as insincere and robotic, just like Hillary did in last year's election here. So now they're in a bit of a mess there. They need to form a coalition government. And obviously, Labour and the Tories are not going to get together on this one. So Theresa May is out there trying to form a coalition. And all the other parties had very small showings. They're actually talking to the Democratic Unionist Party, which is up in Northern Ireland. And that's talk about politics making strange bedfellows. And whether that's going to work or not, we don't know. Meanwhile, Labour could get three or four of the other parties and form their own coalition, which could be a majority. So we're going to be seeing a lot of dynamic changes in the British government coming out of this election. And obviously the big question behind it all, what's the future for Brexit? Theresa May wanted a hard Brexit. Now they're pulling back, saying it's probably going to be a small Brexit. The Remainers are out there saying, no, no, now's the time to reevaluate Brexit. We should just cancel the whole thing and rehash the whole situation. And really, this disaster shows we should be staying in the European Union. Well, remember, it wasn't Parliament that made the decision for Brexit. It was the British voters, and the British voters still want to leave the European Union. And if Parliament goes against the will of the British voters, I've been to the Tower of London. That big wooden block covered with all that dried blood, it's still there. So I'm a tremendous believer in the old wisdom, the will of the people is the law of the land. All right, we're going to take a couple of phone calls. Jim in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, how you doing, Michael? You know, I was thinking about this. If Donald Trump was smart, because it seems like everyone and their mother is going after him, why doesn't he invite self-righteous parents to the White House and tell them, I'm going to have my FBI or my Justice Department investigate the murder of their son?
Donald Trump right now has emerged victorious from the attempts to take him down. And right now he's got to look like he's rising above it all, that the government is now unifying under him, and he's going to move forward on these major agendas like infrastructure. I think it would be very bad for him to start engaging in political infighting right now, especially if we're leading a country into war. The last thing we want our adversaries to see is a government that's at war with itself. So while I would like to see it, and you would like to see it, and maybe even Trump would like to see the truth get on out there, now the time for the intra-party fighting and squabbling has come to an end. I don't know that the Democrats are ready to accept that yet, but I think Donald Trump, he has consistently shown a tendency to want to take the moral high ground. It was a mistake when he came into the White House and he kept all those Obama holdovers. But I think what he wants is to put all of this partisanship behind him. And for that reason, I don't expect that we're going to see that happen.
You know, I agree what you're saying about what he wants to do. But the fact is, the Democrats are not going to let him do that because, number one, his budget has to be approved by some Democrats in order for it to pass.
Well, there's going to be some congressional fighting going on there, but remember, at least for this year and next year, the GOP controls both houses. So in the long run, I think Trump is going to get what he wants. And there's a difference between fighting, you know, within Congress over the budget and everything and continuing these outside little squabbles, which are not making the Democrats look very good, and they don't make our government as a whole look very good. But in the end, at this point, more and more people are beginning to say this whole Democratic tantrum over Trump's victory, it's time for it to stop. They have run out of ammunition. We now know there was no Russian collusion. Trump was not obstructing justice. I mean, they're still out there trying to say, well, you know, Comey felt pressured, and that counts as obstruction, and there should be impeachment. But at this point, all of the liberals who are still out there talking about Russia and impeachment and all the rest of it, they're beginning to look really silly. And even their fellow liberals are saying, please shut the heck up. We are sick and tired of hearing about it. It's been 6 months already. Get over it. And I think it is time for that to go away and just say, you know, again, I don't agree with everything Donald Trump has done, but he is the president of the United States of America. He won the election. He overcome tremendous media bias and election fraud to be voted in by the vast majority of the American people. Let's adapt and adjust to that and move forward, because there are problems in this country that do have to be dealt with. And very, very seriously. And the more we squabble between the liberals and, you know, Russia and all this other nonsense, there are things that are not getting done that need to get done. In fact, we've seen so much partisan infighting, it's almost like the government ground to a halt while they were flinging mud balls at each other. And, I want the truth of Seth Rich to come on out. I don't see Donald Trump doing it. I think what he's going to do is just sort of bask in his vindication and victory and say, okay, that's all old news now. Let's move forward on infrastructure and the rest of his agenda, because that was a big reason for the liberal Democratic tantrum. They wanted to prevent Donald Trump from accomplishing any of the things that he promised during the campaign trail so they could attack him during the midterms next year and in 2020 come on in and say, Donald Trump is a failed president. Look at all the things he said he was going to do, and he couldn't do any of them. So basically, at this point, I think we're going to start seeing a new Donald Trump, and I don't think we're going to see him stooping down to that level that we've seen the liberal Democrats in. He's going to send a message that the GOP are above this sort of nonsense. They're not really, but that's the image they're going to be selling, I think.
And the final thing, Theresa May is looking like Hillary Clinton.
There's been a lot of similarities. Well, like, you know, Nigel Farage said she was insincere and robotic. Perfect description for Hillary in the last election. All right, we're going to switch over to Mike in Alaska. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, as far as GMO, you know, I've been eating a lot of moose and caribou, and that's about the only thing as far as an animal you can get that hasn't had been fed all kinds of nasty stuff. So Hawaii also has a lot of those wild pigs and stuff, and people have to look around at what's outside, what's around them. I mean, you can't get it everywhere, but there's quite a few places, quite a few states that have the opportunity to hunt or fish or...
Well, that's only for a very tiny portion of the population that knows how to hunt. And, yes, we are allowed to hunt wild boar here. Unfortunately, because our island is used as a testing ground by all the GMO companies, we don't know what the wild boars have been eating. But they are very, very tasty. You're only allowed to hunt them with bow and arrow, though. You're not allowed to use firearms.
Mike, as far as Comey goes... I don't think a whole lot will change. There are, like you mentioned, some liberals out there saying, okay, this is it, this is enough, we won't get fooled again. But, you know, it's a mental thing. And it always comes back to kind of this, you know, Plato versus Aristotle type, the people who want this Shangri-La kind of utopia, they want the world to be as they hope, as they want. And the people who see it for what it is or make observations and,
yes.
Gilad
Osman talks about that a lot in his book, Being in Time, in fact. He makes that point. Says that that's the difference between the liberals and the conservatives. The liberals are the utopianists. They want the entire world to be as they imagine it could be. Even if they have to arm twist everybody else to go along pretending that this is all about. The conservatives tend to be more down to earth, and this is what we're actually dealing with. Let's fix it and stop playing make-believe.
Exactly. I mean, and I like to read that old stuff, and, you know, people like Aristotle, you know, it kind of leans more to the conservative mind, but that's also scientific. He's one of the
yes.
preeminent, you know, first... he did all the taxidermy on all the different types of animals and animal kingdom and making observations and scientific method.
Yeah, but he did kind of mess it up saying that the Earth did not move. That was a big goof that Aristotle made, and it screwed up science for several hundred
but
years.
But he didn't get into any gender fluidity, and when he talked about animals, he just said this is a male and this is a female and this is reproduction. He didn't get
yeah,
into
that,
what
that was yeah. Into. Gender is a physical thing, certainly in ancient time. It's the liberals who are out there saying, I can pretend to be anything I want. I may be in a man's body, but I can be a girl. Or, taking it to more extremes, I can be somewhere in between, or I can actually be a bunny rabbit inside, and all this other nonsense. But it's a complete disconnect from the real world. Anyway, Mike, thank you for the call. We're going to let you go. We need to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. So let's get on to Comey's testimony. I disagree with that last caller. This has been a major, major upset between Comey's testimony yesterday and the hearings before. Basically brought this entire liberal, Democrat, Hillaryite house of cards of Russian collusion and obstruction of justice crashing down. Now, there are still people out there. Like Marjorie Cohen, who's writing out there, goes, even though Trump didn't order an end to the investigations, the fact that he expressed his desire for them to be wound up, well, that's obstruction of justice right there. No, actually, that's a conversation. But they're still out there. But at this point, they're grasping at such desperate straws that this really is pretty much the end of it. And so the Comey testimony was great for Donald Trump, and it was terrible for the Democrats. Once he got up there and was under oath and he was put to these direct questions, it was, you know, yeah, nobody interfered with the investigations, either from Michael Flynn or the Russians. And no, we found absolutely no evidence that Russia was able to alter the outcome of last year's elections. Period. End of discussion. It's over. So Donald Trump did have a press conference the other day and basically says he's vindicated, and he is. And he slammed Comey for having previously lied. And by the way, he lied during the hearing. We'll get into that in a little bit. And the real story, of course, is Comey admitted he's one of the White House leakers. So Trump is now gaining ground, and that whole Democratic House of Cards, that whole illusion, that whole Russia, it's all come crashing down. It is, to use Hillary's words, a nothing burger. And again, James Comey's testimony exposed one of the White House leakers, and it turns out it was James Comey. And they're already out there trying to defend him, saying, well, he was just sharing, you know, we all talk about our work with our friends and everything like that, and it wasn't really classified information. No, but it was privileged. If you work for a company and there's proprietary information in there, for example, you work in a bakery and you're making the donuts and you're using the boss's secret recipe, you know, you don't have to have a government classification on the recipe to know that your boss doesn't want you to share that with somebody outside whose cousin may have a rival bakery. That's just common sense. And they're trying to say, well, James Comey wasn't giving the information out as the head of the FBI. He was acting as a private citizen. Well, if he's a private citizen, he's not allowed to be handing out anything work-related, because that is the property of the U.S. government and ultimately the taxpayers. So they're really trying as hard as they can to defend what is really indefensible. You remember back when James Comey was calling Julian Assange and WikiLeaks as intelligence porn? Snowden's now had an opportunity to fire him back and say, oh yeah, see? James Comey's a leaker. He thinks leaking is okay when it serves his purposes. So let's get back to something that Comey said. When he was trying to explain the fact that he had leaked this memo through a Columbia law professor who then forwarded it onto the New York Times, Comey said that it was Trump's tweets about potential tapes that caused him to decide he was going to do the leak. There's only one small problem with that. The Comey memo was leaked to the Times on May 11th, and Trump's tweets about possible tapes came out one day after that. So we've got Comey in another lie. Now, one thing Comey did that I think a lot of us in the independent media enjoyed was he slammed the New York Slimes and CNN, basically saying that much of what they came out with about the so-called Trump-Russia collusion was completely without any basis. He called it inaccurate. He's trying to be polite here. But what he's saying is the New York Slimes lied, 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 along with the rest of the corporate media. And today they're trying to figure out how are they going to get the egg off their face. Because this has been a major... This is even worse for the corporate media than the revelation that Saddam Hussein didn't really have nuclear weapons after all. Because that lie came from the government. And this one about Russia and Trump, this was all the creation of the corporate media, and they are going to have to live with this. And we in the independent media are not going to let them forget this for a long time to come. Along with all the other things to come out of corporate media that we know to be false, like human-caused global warming. All right, we're going to take a brief break here for some commercials, and we'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we get back to Comey's testimony, we're getting our daily dose of Booga Booga. Apparently, two terror suspects have been arrested, one in New York, one in Michigan, with suspected ties to Hezbollah, and they were scouting the airport. So they're trying to fan up terror in Hezbollah and keep the fear ramped up. And we know what's going to happen. 6 months down the road, the judges will throw the cases out of court as entrapment. Some undercover informants found some losers and said, oh, we're going to do something wonderful here. All right, getting on back to the Comey hearings and the fallout and the aftermath, there is a lot of it. And even Chris Matthews over at MSNBC, Chris Matthews, who just was such an Obama fan, and he was out there. He's one of the big cheerleaders about the Russian collusion story. He was out there with his pom-poms and, you know, go whatever. And even he's admitting there's no there. There's nothing there. It was rumor, innuendo, allegation, and it was all fake. And Matthews is saying that the liberals lost this whole collusion story yesterday. Now they're trying to spin it over to, oh, well, maybe the Russian thing didn't actually happen, but there was obstruction. There was obstruction. Well, no, there was an obstruction. Comey said nobody told him to stop or alter any investigations. So where are they going to go from this? Well, apparently, again, over at MSNBC, the hosts of Morning Joe went back to the story that Donald Trump is mentally ill and has to be removed under the 25th Amendment. They're beating that dead horse to the point where you don't even recognize it's a horse anymore, which means it'll probably be served up by some local fast food restaurant in the next couple of days here. But that's where they're grasping at straws. Next, they're going to say he's a space vampire eating live babies or something. I don't know. Now, the big revelation that came on out was that Comey is a leaker. He's one of the leakers. He admits leaking this one document to this professor at Columbia, who, by the way, has now gone into hiding, doesn't want to talk to anybody about this, who then forwarded it to the New York Times. We don't know what else Comey leaked. We know he lied about the reasons that he gave this memo to that Columbia professor to give to the New York Times. For all we know, he may have been the majority of these leaks that were being used to damage Trump. And that, of course, would be a firing offense right then. It doesn't have to be classified information in there. They're privileged conversations. So Donald Trump's personal attorney, Mark Kasowicz, is filing a legal complaint against former FBI Director James Comey for orchestrating a leak to the New York Times in hopes of spurring the appointment of a special counsel. This is the head of the FBI playing politics, which is not his job. And Newt Gingrich is already out there saying Congress should just shut down that independent counsel because it was created by Comey's manipulation. It was created on the basis of a fraud. It's poisoned fruit. And I'm agreement on that one. The Senate found no evidence of Russian collusion. Neither did the FBI. The special counsel is not going to do any better. It's just another excuse to rehash a bunch of rumors and innuendo and all this other nonsense that's going on out there. Now, over at Judicial Watch, Chris Farrell, their director of investigations and research, was interviewed by Lou Dobbs over on Fox News last night, and basically is saying that FBI agents, some actively serving, some recently retired, have been reporting consistently they consider Comey to be a dirty cop. And that certainly seems consistent with this idea that he was protecting Hillary Clinton, although now he's trying to drop the blame for that onto Loretta Lynch. So it's all starting to come on out. Corey Lewandowski is saying Comey is part of the deep state. Yes, he's all tangled up with that drug cartel. Remember, HSBC. More about this when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So we're talking about Corey Lewandowski saying Comey is part of the deep state and has zero credibility. That's absolutely true. Now, a lot of people are trying to figure out what exactly is the deep state. And we don't really know, but we know what parts of it are. And one of the major components of the deep state is this CIA, cocaine, Bush, Clinton cartel that has been running a significant part of the country going all the way back to the mid-1980s, starting with that operation out of Arkansas to smuggle untraceable military weapons down to Nicaragua, all of it being funded by tons of cocaine that were brought back into the United States of America and sold to our children. And it made everybody enough money to reshape American politics. It's a replay of how alcohol money during Prohibition reshaped American politics. And that's a big part of it. And they're trying to protect that whole situation. Now, think about the relationship between the Clintons and Loretta Lynch and James Comey. Because Loretta Lynch, before she was the Attorney General, she was the U.S. attorney that basically gave HSBC a free pass when they got caught laundering drug money. And who was on the board of directors of HSBC when they were laundering the drug money? James Comey. Do you see how it all comes together? We have a narcocracy that has been ruling this country, and now their grip has slipped, and that's why they are in such a panic. And yes, you deal with anybody who's involved in the drug trade, they're going to have zero credibility. They've got too much money. They're money junkies. They may even be using their own product. We don't really know. All right, let's take a quick phone call. Mike in Ohio, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha. It's been a long time. Four quick things real quick. I know you're busy. About a decade ago, can you hear me good?
I hear you just fine.
Okay. About a decade ago, I came across your site. I want to make a point out to this. Nobody's 100% correct. But you gave me the edge to look out certain areas and situations throughout the world. I was never geopolitical, if that's a word. I don't know if that's a correct word to use.
Yes,
so
that is
I passed
word.
It on to my nephews and so on. Okay, next thing. Yeah, everybody knows Comey's a stooge, going back to
yes.
the Clintons. Takes about 30 minutes on the Internet. Thank God for the Internet, but not for Theresa May. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And third, I'm not happy with Trump. I worked for Donald Trump, believe it or not. I swear on my mom's grave, I worked at the Taj Mahal. I met the guy twice.
Mm-hmm.
I met Donald Trump, the president of the United States, twice. And I was in marketing and reservation center in the Taj Mahal when it first opened in 91. And he came through doing his rounds, and we had about 1,000 calls on the board when we opened, you know, about 7 months. Potus made around, and I'm standing because when you're in that situation at work, you stand and you got to get it going. You got to pump it. He taps me on my shoulder and turns around. I'm talking with someone on the phone. He says, "Keep going, keep going." I said, "Okay," and then I hung up. And he says, "How's management treating you?" That's the first word out of the guy's mouth. I could not believe it, and I swear to God, it's the truth. And then he asked me my name. I met him 2 years later. He remembered me.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's absolute truth. He remembered me 2 years later. He did his same rounds. We were a marketing reservation and operator. You know, there were 35 operators at that time at the Taj Mahal. You know.
Okay, Mike, is this going someplace, or you're just walking down memory lane here? Okay, we need to get to the point.
I'm not happy with his NAFTA. He's doing nothing about Common Core. And
now, wait a minute. That's not entirely true. He hasn't, you know, his choices for education secretary are not supportive of Common Core. Remember, he's not going to be able to implement his entire agenda in the first few months. You know, he's got 4 years, and he's just emerged from this partisan attempt to hamstring him with scandals. Right. That's blown up. I think from this point forward, we're going to start to see him work on all those things that he promised us on the campaign. Not all of them. Obviously, the foreign intervention thing, that's gone out the window. But now he's talking about getting back to the infrastructure, which really needs to be done. And I think
pulling out of the Paris Accord, he gave a big middle finger to a lot of corporations.
Yeah, well, and he did to Al Gore as well. And that's something I agree with. You know, he's not going to make everybody happy. Harry Truman used to say the Oval Office is the hottest kitchen in the world, and he's absolutely right about that. So, you know, Donald Trump, everyone talks about the first 100 days or the first 6 months. He's been stuck dealing with that swamp right up until yesterday.
He was ambushed.
He was
literally ambushed.
Let's give him another 3 months to see where he's going with all this stuff before we start coming on out and saying, oh, he's never going to do anything about Common Core. I'm sure his list is probably...
Well, no, I didn't say that. I said he hasn't done anything yet. I'm sure it's in his mind, but,
sure he has a to-do list.
Common Core could wait another year and a half, to tell you the truth, because people are waking up on this ridiculous...
Yeah, they will. They will. Okay, Mike, thanks a lot for the phone call. I'm going to have to let you go. Two more calls, and then we're going to close the lines because I got a bunch of news to get through. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Mike, as far as cocaine connection with Comey, and this disconnects the Clintons to the Bushes, shows how the Clintons actually became from a local, pretty much a local crime family in Arkansas, maybe Dixie Mafia type, into
yes.
a world class.
That's what they called it. Yeah.
Like the Bushes, into like the Bushes. But this also has certain tie-ins to this thing about Mike Flynn, General Flynn. General Flynn is the guy who's really getting stepped on, and it's a shame because he's a true patriot. He warned about the traffic, about the trafficking of arms. Now, that's not the same thing as drugs, but it's just the same type of people are doing that. Trafficking of arms to these terrorists in the Middle East. He knew, for instance, that it was a false flag, and the first one in Syria was a false flag, just as we know that the second one was a gas attack. And he knew it was, and he was advising Trump and the Bushes, the Clintons, to hold, you know, people like a turd like a Comey. They knew this was going on. So they understood that. This was their biggest fear, was Flynn. Flynn also knew about the drug smuggling. He also knew about pedophiles, about the pedophile business.
I imagine everybody inside the Beltway knows about the drug smuggling. Remember, we had that anonymous source from within the FBI was posting that the Clinton Foundation was a giant slush fund, money laundry, tax evasion scam, and most of the big people in Washington, D.C. were involved with it. They were all dirty. So I'll tell you what I think Donald Trump ought to be thinking about doing right now. Right now, everybody is looking at the fact that James Comey was leaking information to the New York Times deserved to be fired. And so now Trump has got the political room to go on out and do some more shakeups in that White House staff. Maybe get rid of Kushner, who apparently was dirty with some dealings with the Russian bank. I'd like to see him get O'Bannon back in as the chief advisor. I'd like to see him get Flynn. I'd like Trump to go to Michael Flynn and say, I was sorry to let you go, and would you come on back?
Absolutely. He's got to get rid of that bum McMaster. This guy is no damn good. Flynn, though, is a real patriot. He's a real, you know, man I respect.
Yeah.
And I personally wanted Trump to, you know, take him as vice president when I knew he was first, connected to Trump's campaign. I wish he had taken him instead of Pence vice president. This guy is a good man. He needs to be back in there advising Trump, and not only foreign policy, and the whole security situation.
Flynn knows a lot.
He was the head of the DEA, and by the way, the Defense Intelligence Agency is part of the military, and it's much more honest than the CIA, which is basically a corrupt, completely corrupted organization, pretty much run by the Bushes and the Clintons and other globalist types. And Soros.
George Herbert Walker Bush was the head of the CIA. He basically has treated it like his own private intelligence army ever since. He's still very much involved with that stuff.
He had been a CIA man well before that, except he may have not been on paper, but he ran that oil company. I forget the name of it. I think it is Zapata Oil or something like that.
Zapata Oil, and he provided three of the that ships
really...
that we... My turn. Bush ran Zapata Oil. Apparently he was recruited into the CIA by legendary agent Felix Rodriguez. There seems to be indications that George Herbert Walker Bush was in Dallas on the day Kennedy was killed, and Herbert Walker Bush had provided three of the ships used to support the Bay of Pigs landing, and that was the Barbara, the Houston, and the Zapata were the name of those ships.
And you can bet that Bush had something to do with the attempted assassination of Ronald Reagan. It's probably his orders that it just wasn't successful.
Yeah, I think he wanted a promotion to the Oval Office a little bit earlier, but it failed. But he just bided his time, and eventually he got the job anyway. But yeah, that's how CIA type people like to play. Anyway, Mark, going to let you go. We're going to take one more phone call from Sherry in Fredericksburg, and then we're going to close the lines because I got a bunch of stuff to get through here. Sherry, aloha. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. Yeah, I don't always get all the show. I'm going to throw this in real quick because I haven't had a chance to say this. It gets preempted on me by something called RT America, and I only got 15 minutes once last week, so I'm glad to get in here. I don't know if this is common just for people on the radio or what, or if one of these other kinds of radios would be better for me. I don't know, but this is what I wanted to say. Given Comey's corrupt connections and everything, and I remember him saying that he was afraid Trump would say he lied. Trump would lie about some things, and he wanted to make sure that he had this memo written.
A memo is not going to be any kind of confirmation of what was said because it's written after the fact, and it can be
That's
a lie.
Right.
And again, we know Comey lied during his sworn testimony by saying that it was Trump's tweets about potential tapes that led to him leaking the memo circuitously to the New York Times, and yet we know the leak occurred before Trump's tweets. So,
okay,
yes.
But what if he knew, because of he had the conversation with Trump, but he knew that he had to protect himself because their conversation may have put Comey in a bad light, and he wanted to shed a more favorable light on the situation somehow through the media that would, in case things became a problem later on. In other words, I think he was worried about tapes himself before he even was suggested there might be some. There's this motive to say, gee, I better put something out there where I look like, you know, I'm squeaky clean here, because what if my past comes up?
This is Occam's razor comes in here. The simple explanation is the best. Comey, we know Comey was a leaker, okay? And we know that Comey is not loyal to Donald Trump. He's still loyal to Obama and to the Clintons and to the drug cartel. Apparently, this one private meeting that Trump had with Comey, the issue was loyalty, where Trump said, I demand you be loyal to me. And again, this goes back to one of my criticisms of Trump when he came into the White House, that he's very naive. He's wonderful in the world of business, but in terms of Washington, D.C. politics, he came into the Oval Office as naive as Jimmy Carter. And he just thought that since he was the president, that everybody working around him would be loyal to him. And because he was effectively signing their paychecks, the same thing. And that's not how Washington, D.C. works. Apparently, he now understands that. And that's a good thing, because he'll now adjust his behavior to deal with that. So I don't think Comey was concerned about protecting himself. I think everybody that was doing everything they were doing last year did so in the firm belief that Hillary was going to be installed as president, and they didn't have to worry about the legal consequences of what they were doing. Now, all of a sudden, they do. But again, the president has the right to fire the FBI director and doesn't have to give a reason for it. Bill Clinton fired his FBI director the day before Vincent Foster was murdered. So, these things are not without precedent. But the fact that Comey has now admitted that he was one of the leakers, and maybe he was even the main leaker, we don't know yet. But on that basis alone, he deserved to be fired. And they're trying to nitpick over this idea that the memo wasn't exactly classified, but it was a privileged conversation.
Yes, it was. If you
have a private meeting with your boss, and then you take that information and you put it out there in the public on the newspaper, your boss has a right to be angry, and your boss has grounds to fire you.
Right, and I think Comey was trying to cover his tush. But today, Trump said he never brought up this, you've got to be loyal to me. He was a Clinton guy, and so he just wanted to make, I guess, it wasn't, the media, this is another thing that bothered me, is the media takes something and they say, okay, the big headline, Trump lied. You know, never mind the context. Here's something else. Comey has asked his friend to publish this. The media said, it wasn't his friend's idea. They made it sound like he just turned this over to his friend for safekeeping or something, and his friend decided to publish it. That wasn't true.
No, it absolutely is not true. It absolutely is not true. I mean, everybody, you need to go back and actually watch a replay of Comey's testimony or read the transcript, because if you're relying on the corporate media to tell you what happened in that hearing, you're not getting it. You're getting what the corporate media wanted to have happen in that hearing.
That's right.
The bovine excrement is just flying in all directions.
Oh, yes.
Sherry, thank you for the call. We're going to let you go here.
Thank you.
All right. So, coming up in a commercial break, to sum up what we have learned from Comey's hearing, Trump was never under investigation. Trump did not obstruct justice. Trump did not collude with Russia. Russia did not alter the election outcome last year. Comey leaked his own memo. Loretta Lynch pressured Comey to cover for Hillary Clinton. There was ample evidence to put Hillary in jail, but Comey chose not to pursue it. Actually, it wasn't up to him. It was up to Loretta Lynch. CNN and the rest of the corporate media have been lying and making things up all this entire time. The Democratic Party no longer has the ability to scream Russia every time Trump tries to do something, and the Russian story is dead. Anybody trying to push it, anybody trying to flog this dead horse is going to look insane to the American people. And that is really where we are on all of this right now. This is over. This is done with. Now, Trump needs to pull the government together underneath him. He needs to change much of that staff that's in the White House, and he needs to start getting back to work on the agenda he promised us all last year. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're just getting word here. Apparently down in Miami, there's a civil lawyer, considered top civil lawyer, Irvin Gonzalez, past president of the Dade County Bar Association, has been found dead in his home. They're already saying, it's probably a suicide. So we need to dig out what his connections are to the Clintons, if there are any. lot of wet work going on. And by the way, with the collapse of this effort to get rid of Donald Trump, it's going to throw the focus back on to Hillary. And so I imagine that that deep state component of the Clintons, the Bushes, the CIA, the cocaine dealers and everything, they're going to hit the panic button right now, and they're probably going down the list of people who are liabilities to them. So we got to look at that one. Have to look at all of them. So, Rob Schneider is out there. Thank you, Democrats and biased fake news, for an enormous waste of money and time. And that's a good way to put it. All of this nonsense, you know, collusion with Russia, huge amounts of resources, huge amount of time, all for nothing. It was a hoax. It was a hoax. A new poll from IBT-TIPP found the overwhelming majority of young Americans, 72%, believe the media has prematurely declared President Trump and his allies guilty of collusion with Russia without any evidence whatsoever. And yes, that's exactly what happened. And remember that that younger audience, that demographic with, in theory, disposable income, that's the one that the media wants to attract. So they have really shot themselves down, not just their credibility, their business model. Advertisers are going to say, young Americans aren't looking. They're not watching the corporate news anymore. Why should we waste our ad money on these people now? And as another indicator of a change in the weather, so to speak, apparently out in Las Vegas, the bookies are now reducing the odds that they're giving of Trump being impeached following yesterday's hearings. So... Now then, we had a caller into the show yesterday that was asking about John McCain's rather bizarre questioning of Comey and how it just came off making him look kind of goofy. Now, they've tried to cover that by saying, well, you know, McCain was looking into the Clinton versus the Trump investigation, but we're getting now word what actually happened. Apparently, McCain does not think very well on his feet. And he'd had his staff prepare a series of questions that he was going to ask James Comey. But unfortunately, by the time it was his turn, those questions had already been asked. And so he was forced to sort of freestyle and improvise. And he came off looking like he was senile. And the reports are right now that McCain is furious with his staff because they weren't able to guess what other questions would be asked before him and come up with something original. So here we have another aged, mentally infirm politician being propped up by his staffers. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.